This podcast is brought to you by DIA, the trusted global neutral forum for healthcare product development professionals. DIA, driving insights to action.
Progress in digital technology continues to reshape the landscape of healthcare product research and development around the world. The emerging healthcare landscape, built substantially on digital technology, is already becoming quite visible, in Japan in particular. But the question is digital health technology truly having an impact in Japan? And if so, how is it doing that? I'm Alberto Grignolo, editor of DIA Global Forum. My guest today is Dr. Kazuhiro Kanmuri, who is founder and chief executive officer of Interprofessional Inc., which provides medicines development services in Japan. Kanmuri-san is also the Japan editor for Global Forum and also serves on the program committee for the DIA Japan Cutting Edge Series workshop that occurred in June 2019 in Tokyo. Kanmuri-san, thank you very much for joining me today. Welcome.
Thank you very much for kind introduction about me. So I'm very happy to provide my insight about AI and digital technology utilized for the R&D space in Japan.
Okay, so my first question is related exactly to that. At the DIA symposium that I referenced at the beginning, the big topic, or at least one of the big topics, was the present and future of utilization of AI and digital technology in drug development. So let me ask you this. Is digital technology being used today to drive the productivity and efficiency of research and development and clinical research in Japan in particular?
In short, I would say yes. I'd like to raise one easy example. So one typical example of a digital technology is an internet. Speeding up of the internet and high-spec computer enable high-speed processing with various digital information. Such digital technology is essential to any industry in the world. So when we discuss a R&D chain, which consisted of various processes and steps, of course, including a basic research and post-marketing safety measures, to nowadays generating R&D, the real-world data or real-world evidence is new area of interest. The utilization of digital technology has already become popular globally, of course, including Japan. I'd like to get into detail. For example, the current R&D field requires more deeper understanding of many data correlations between the molecular level findings and the clinical outcome. To address this, we need to create reliable database, including the many data and information. For instance, the result of clinical studies from randomized clinical trial and clinical data from patient registry and healthcare database to consider real-world data or real-world evidence. Of course, these data should include various parameters such as hard endpoints, the clinically established surrogate endpoint, and exploratory biomarkers. We can now use libraries of drugs and chemical compounds, computational models predicting drug efficacy or safety profile, and genomics and proteomics, and other non-clinical data, etc., etc. So even after commercialization, we have to care about the safety and efficacy information as a part of industry-wide effort for value proposition to global health and patients. So if we observe an important safety signal, we need to check all our knowledge using various ways from non-clinical to clinical. Likewise, we are now working on a data-driven R&D model, but it is still labor-intensive. Our intention is to create streamlined R&D chain by using every effort.
Is there already any evidence that the productivity and efficiency of drug development and clinical research are rising in Japan as a result of digital technology, or is it too early to see an effect?
Yes, I think it's too early. So it's hard to explain about the complex web of R&D chain model, but from now on, we can assess productivity and efficiency by using various parameters. For example, the many digital platforms for our daily business that connect to database via internet may provide huge data for analyzing various parameters related to organizational productivity and efficiency. In near future, the working efficiency should also be assessed by someone by an innovative tool like a mobile app. Looking back at the content the several presenters shared at the DIA symposium in June, they actually determined whether the working hours for the particular task or FTE for the specific line activities was successfully decreased or not. At this time, we only have few examples in the public domain. However, I think a couple of years later, the pharma industry would have a lot of discussion with showing the clear evidence about productivity and efficiency. In R&D space, we have been working on labor-oriented working model for a long time, but I think the coming next decade should probably be one momentum for realizing idea-driven efficiency model. So that idea should include AI tool and robotic process automation, etc.
So as you suggested, in a couple of years, we may begin to see some concrete evidence of rising productivity in Japan and probably in other parts of the world as well, connected to the use of digital technology. Is that basically your message?
Yes.
Turning to the commercialization of drugs and medical devices in Japan, do you see increasing use of digital technology also in that area?
In terms of the number of approved such products, so there is only one example in Japan at this moment, but this is encouraging for me. Last December, AI system named EndBrain, which support optical diagnosis of corrector polyps, was approved in Japan as Class 3 medical device. I'd like to emphasize that this cutting-edge tool was developed by great business collaboration of academic organization and industries. Of course, regulatory agency enthusiastically provided advice and lobby work during the development process. Many of new medical devices incorporate AI and digital technologies are still in development process. Having said that, so there are many encouraging aspects in Japan. For example, imaging technology is one of the most advanced and contributable area in Japan. Imaging data plus diagnostic algorithm with AI is one of the hottest areas. Imaging data plus AI is one of the best combination. Currently, there are a lot of high quality imaging data for machine learning, which is a featured point of AI utilization. High-quality data is generated by advanced imaging tool. One example, Olympus, the one of the famous company in optical technology, holds roughly 70% share of the global endoscope market. And ultra-high definition imaging technology can provide great imaging data for machine learning, which is key algorithm to support medical diagnosis. The many of Japanese tech companies have been driving an advancement of imaging technology and also having greatly contributed to the development of worldwide digital technology. Canon, Casio, and Olympus, etc. are focusing on development of diagnostic supporting system that incorporate AI-based system on digital imaging technology. Not just only by big companies, the many startup companies in Japan have been leading technological advancement from a unique perspective by their expertise and ideas. One example, influenza diagnostic kit and tool commercially available in Japan is not perfect. I think this is also global agenda. From the prevention standpoint, it is better to identify early stage symptoms of influenza. The one venture company is now developing such digital technology with AI system based on imaging data. Even for high-skilled physicians may have diagnosed problem about it, but their technology can make it possible. We are highly expecting that such new technology development will be successful and strongly believe that the technology will also help another region outside Japan from the public health standpoint. Here, what I'd like to emphasize is that one idea can be applicable for another idea and rapidly create new idea for our future. Another example, neuroscience field, we have to consider various parameters to deeply understand disease manifestation. Currently, there are few clinical established endpoints and are supporting information to assess drug efficacy for Alzheimer's disease or the Parkinson's disease. This is just an example. However, the machine may identify some correlations among the data, which is quite hard to do for humans. I hope that basic research and medicine development in neuroscience field and human behavior science will be further driven by AI and digital technology.
These are very exciting developments, and I thank you for those insights. Let me turn to the role of regulators in all of this. For all of the above areas that we discussed, research and development, clinical research, commercialization of drugs, diagnostic imaging, medical devices, etc., are Japanese regulators keeping up with all of these advances? Specifically, are they facilitating technology implementation or are they slowing it down?
I would like to emphasize that one of the main topics of a DIA symposium was a keynote lecture by representative from MHW, Nakai Kiyoshita-san, and he's one of the greatest readers for regulatory science as well. And Nakai-san has been reading Sakigake designation scheme and early approval scheme in Japan. And one more regulatory representative, Uyama Yoshiaki-san, he was a panelist for the talent development discussion session. Uyama-san has been leading one of important national initiative for establishing medical data utilization platform named MedNet, Medical Information Database Network. I think many of listeners have already checked his podcast about MedNet. Through the symposium, Nakai-san and Uyama-san entirely had been encouraging us to challenge new things together. Honestly, I feel that regulation and innovation, same as a chicken and egg debate, is no longer applicable for them. I think the change flexible and challenge new things as needed is one of the most fitting phrases for their current mindset as well as their achievement. I also would like to emphasize about their comment that Japan regulators are very welcome to have discussion frankly on the new things as we have been facing new things. On top of mindset, the Japanese regulatory agency has been creating the space to discuss new technology, including fully involving the external expert for the coming technology era for about 5 years. This is also impressive for me. I think that the changes level efficiency by PMDA in the last decade are remarkable. I think some people listening this don't understand the current average review period for the new drug by PMDA. The average review period for current years were shortened than in FDA. I believe that in the coming few years, there will be a considerable number of approved new medical devices incorporate AI system in Japan.
Very interesting how the regulators are really buying into this new technology and seeking to facilitate it. And finally, Kamuri-san, the use of digital technology requires people. Specifically, it requires a well-trained workforce for the future in this rapidly evolving field. So I have a couple of questions about that. Firstly, how are talented human resources in this field found and trained in Japan?
The understanding and the usage of digital technology certainly requires a deep knowledge and skills. But interestingly, the talent that currently lead this area, only those who have foreseen future environment and have developed the necessary skills. So in the early days, such pioneers will lead technological innovation. At this moment, in Japan, infrastructure and scheme for talent development toward to the new era is insufficient. That was a common understanding at the symposium. But a few years later, there will be a spread of new technology utilization. If we don't think about such environmental changes, and if we take no action, there is no doubt that we will face more serious human resource problem. The movement to establish a data science division has also become active in pharmaceutical companies. Among academic organizations, some have started to establish data scientist development courses. I think that the movement to cultivate people in various organizations will become more and more active. So this is encouraging us.
So it sounds like in Japan, there is an effort to develop the workforce of the future. You mentioned companies, you mentioned universities. Of course, Japan has many excellent universities with many, many decades or even hundreds of years of experience training people. Do you see any evidence of public-private partnerships, for example, between industry and government, perhaps universities, to accelerate the development of the workforce of the future?
Yes, that was a good example by EndBrain. The EndBrain cases, that project fully involved many academic organizations as well as many technologies companies. Of course, they might have a lot of discussion with PMDA, but as a result, it was a first case of approval for a new medical device with AI. So, which was the great achievement, I think.
Does the government have any specific policy for developing the workforce of the future? Or is it government leaving this effort to the universities and to industry?
I think the government currently have a lot of relationship between academic organization as well as industry. I think that area expanding more and more, but I think the DIA is the one place to have the frank discussion with the three parties. But I do hope to have many occasions to working closely with three parties for the particular project. At present, there are not so many AI and digital talents in Japan than United States and China. So this situation sometimes makes us sad. But I think that such an image should not easily be held. We have to be more productive and creative. If we need such talent, we need to make every effort to get things done. No complaining, just be agile. Looking at the fact carefully, there are many talents learning rapidly as a front runner in this area in Japan. Even it said new technology, it may be common skill and knowledge in a few years. There is high possibility that more new things will come in our future.
Thank you, Kamori-san. That brings us to the end of our conversation. I want to thank you very much for sharing your insight and the expertise that you picked up at the recent DIA symposium in Tokyo. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For DIA Global Forum, I am Alberto Grignol.
To learn more about this topic, visit us online at diaglobal.org.